Qantas has foreshadowed a major overhaul of its international business. In a nationally broadcast speech, Qantas boss Alan Joyce said the airline had to change with the times or risk going the way of Ansett, which collapsed 10 years ago. Mr. Joyce expects before-tax profit for the year to come in at around $500 million, despite the natural disasters, but he has again warned the unions to expect a fight over pay and conditions. Finance reporter Sue Lannan.
The airline business is facing more tough times. The global financial crisis hit fortunes, and now natural disasters have dented the weak economic recovery. Qantas too is suffering. Chief Executive Alan Joyce says the floods in Queensland, Chile's volcanic ash cloud, and earthquakes in Japan and New Zealand have put a $206 million hole in the bottom line.
These include, and I'm going to go through a long list unfortunately, but they include an estimated $21 million for disruptions caused by the ash from the Chilean volcano up till the 20th of June. So that's quite significant, and it doesn't cover the impacts that we've had since then in the last few days.
Mr. Joyce was speaking to the National Press Club in Canberra. Even so, he expects Qantas to make a before-tax profit of up to $550 million for this financial year, up by nearly half from 2010. That was helped by a $95 million payout from Rolls-Royce for last November's mid-air explosion on an Airbus A380, which grounded the Qantas fleet.
Subject to any further shocks, including further disruptions from the Chilean volcano, we'll be announcing an underlying profit before tax within the range of $500 to $550 million. This is a good result. It is our best result since the global financial crisis.
But the airline's international business hasn't made money in the first 6 months of this year, thanks to the natural disasters and stiff competition. Mr. Joyce expects a loss of $200 million for this year, and also a loss next year too. He foreshadowed a shake-up of international operations and called on unions to play ball.
In 1996, Qantas' international market share was 35%. Now it is less than 20%. The world around us continues to change. We must adapt or face extinction, so Qantas International will have to change.
Mr. Joyce says the full details of the restructure will be revealed in August, but he says the airline will focus more on Asia, on alliances with other airlines, and cut unprofitable routes.
We'll create and we'll cast a ruthless and honest eye over non-performing and unsustainable parts of our international business. We will make the tough decisions.
Qantas shares rose on the news of the better-than-expected profit forecast, but some are sceptical it can be achieved. Aviation analyst Neil Hansford runs Strategic Aviation Solutions. He thinks Qantas needs a big shake-up.
If you ask me what they should do, is that Qantas should basically run 380s to London and to Los Angeles and feed that traffic into the One World Alliance, get off all these other routes. Now, that's the brutal way of doing it, but it would get rid of an enormous amount of resources, a fair number of people, but it would make the international division of Qantas profitable.
And Neil Hansford thinks Qantas should cut conditions for pilots.
The pilots need to realise is they've got these conditions. They are a protected species, but Qantas can't afford to apply their rights to the people who are in Jetstar or in QantasLink.
Share market analyst Roger Montgomery doesn't believe the profit forecast either.
I have very low expectations for airlines. I think that you would hate to own the business outright, and so I don't own a little piece of it either. These businesses collectively lose tens of billions of dollars. This is in aggregate globally. They lose billions of dollars. They don't make money.
Share market analyst Roger Montgomery, ending that report by finance reporter Sue Lannan.